It's Fishbowl Podcast, and you already know that this is going to go hard.
Yeah. It's time to get silly. It's wetter outside than a weird wet willy. These bars so cold, I'm a little bit chilly. Whipping the wagon, yeah, I'm a little hillbilly.
Oh, yo, it's Fisher, it's raining hard. Fresh off the boulevard. Broken glass, call a shark. Episode 2, yeah? Getting up some stew, yeah?
Yes.
Potatoes, roast carrots, flying like parrots. Carrots, parrots, I'm a bird in the studio. Squawk. Squawk.
Yeah.
I'm literally a bird. Feathers on my back. Step on a crack. Break your mother's back.
Back.
Building stacks. Steak. Fresh off the racks. Yo.
Back.
Episode 2. Season 2. Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey. That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. Well, there you have it, guys. Episode 2. Fishbowl Podcast. Season 2. We're back. This is Fisher.
This is Ryan.
And, you know, it's just the two of us today, one-on-one conversations, the most in-depth conversations you guys are going to get
exactly. This
whole season.
Right.
So let's get going. But before we get into it, let's start off with some news. Fishbowl Podcast. Channel 35, this is your host, Fisher and Ryan, and we've got some news for you today.
Some big, hard-hitting news today, I think.
I agree. So first off, we've got, this is a weird thing, but Idaho man balances a lawnmower on his chin for 30 minutes and 33 seconds.
The only thing you can say to that is it's impressive.
That is just impressive. Like, how does he have the strength to balance that on his chin, man?
I think even beyond that, let's just look at the feat of itself, like, how did he get the thing on there in
the
first place?
That's true.
They
have people like help him and balance it on his neck.
I don't know, dude. But and then for 30 minutes, like, was he just chilling,
man,
in his backyard or
probably
something?
Probably in his backyard, man. Idaho. Idaho is pretty cold right now.
Imagine you're driving down the street, dude, and you see your neighbor just with a lawnmower just chilling on his chin, dude, and you just got some guy recording it.
Dude, if I was his wife, man, I good for you, wife, for agreeing to do this with your husband.
Get a man who could balance a lawnmower on his chin.
Oh, he has more than 200 Guinness World Records to his name. So it makes sense why he would go all out on this.
Well, that's impressive. 200 World Records.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like that's not that hard because you can make a world record for like anything.
That is true. Did I already tell you that I was part of one of the world records?
The high fives, right?
High fives, man. That was a great experience for me. So yeah, season 2 listeners, if you guys didn't know, I was a contributor to one of the Guinness Book of World Records a few years ago. This was many years ago, but it was the most high fives given in a minute. And I was one of the people that the person high fived. So we all stood in a line, and then he just walked down and was just like, you know.
That's impressive.
It's pretty cool. Impressive. Yeah.
He was walking? You don't think he was running?
Oh, he was running for sure. Oh, I don't even – I think he touched my hand, but he was just really sweaty and kind of scary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He had a lot going on in his mind.
That's for sure.
Oh, the man says the first 13 minutes were very painful, but when I got to about 15 minutes, while still incredibly painful, I went into the zone. How does it take you 15 minutes to get in the zone? I feel like
I don't know. I think like if I were doing it, I'd be like the first 10 minutes, I'd be scared that it's gonna fall on my face. But then after that, I'd be like, okay, I'm chilling.
You know, you're balanced and stuff.
And now,
pretty sure he's like all the way through the pain by then.
Oh yeah. All right, for my news story, this isn't as weird, but it's more expository, you could say. It's according to the Huffington Post, the federal manager of the DoD Aerospace Threat Program, UFOs are real. And this is a team of a 25-year veteran of the CIA Directors of Operations, as well as the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence, both came out and said UFOs are real.
What do you think about that, man? I don't know. I feel like if you're in the CIA, you just gotta like, do you think that's a very professional thing to say? Because I feel like if I'm like that high of a person, I would not like high of a person, but like high up in the industry, feel like I can't just say stuff like that because you're going to get a lot of hate for it. Because do we even know if they're real? I'm sure we've talked about this plenty of times, but...
I think the evidence is just too much now that it's real. You come out with these high officials, like, I bet what they're thinking is, like, there's so much evidence is out already. It has to be real. And two, it's good that the government will, like, get ahead of
that. That is true.
You know, instead of just chilling. Because, dude, this is huge. Like, UFOs confirmed real. I mean, we saw the signs. The Space Force created Israel's president or defense minister saying it was real. We have these guys coming out saying it was real. We've had multiple different stories, videos. Now,
let's shift away from what everybody else says. I want to get your opinion, Ryan. What do you personally feel about this topic?
I think it has to be real. We already found aliens on Mars.
Did we?
Yeah, the little...
Was it microorganisms?
Microorganisms on Mars, aliens. But I think it's just... And we've already found 2-3 other planets that are Earth-like in condition. I think there has to be some sort of alien presence.
Do you think any of the aliens are more technologically advanced than we are? Or do you think they're more, like, prehistoric, like caveman-esque?
I would assume, because I'm assuming there's multiple different alien species right now. And I assume the ones that are coming with, like, their UFOs or sending radio signals could be at par or above us in terms of technology.
True.
But then I bet, yeah, there's some that would be behind us, more prehistoric.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like in movies, they don't really portray aliens, like, on the same level as us. They're either, like, super advanced or they're, like, riding horses type thing.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But I feel like they could be somewhere around us. Because we all started at the same time.
Do you think they look identical to us? Or do you think they have monstrous features?
I think it would depend on the environment that they're growing at. Because one of the things that I was reading from an astrologist was, like, the reason we developed to look the way we do is because we live in a oxygen-nitrogen-rich environment. So if those aliens grew up in, like, a sulfur-rich environment or something else, they could be looking pretty different.
Yeah.
So.
That's really something to think about.
Yeah. It's wild.
Well, there you go, guys. We've got some wild news for you. Thanks for tuning in on Fishboat News. There you guys have it. Now we're moving on to the question of the week. Awesome. Our question of the week this week was a really good one. Thank you for all the responses, everyone. Thank you also for the people who did send in a voice message. We really appreciate that because we're really trying to move on to getting the fam more involved, and we want to hear their voices and hear, like, their emotions as they're talking to us. We just want to feel more inclusive.
Connected,
you know? So anyways, back to the question. The question of the week was, what gets you excited for no reason?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would have to say when I'm going through the car wash, the drive-in car wash, you know?
Yeah.
And when just they, like, splatter that soap on the walls, man, and it's like the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes me happy and excited inside myself, you know?
I can see it, dude. It's very satisfying watching it hit the window.
And it's not even that cool, you know, but just, like, hearing the...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good sound right there.
What about you, Ren?
I know, keeping on the cleaning theme, dude, probably showers get me excited.
Just, you know, you showering yourself and stuff?
Just like the warm water, the second to relax, you know. And it's just
a nice 45-minute shower, you know.
What?
You know, just stay in there for a while, you know, just relax.
Are you taking
and then,
45-minute showers?
And then rejuvenate, man. 45 to an hour.
You know we're in a drought.
45 to an hour every day.
This is the reason we're
this
in a drought.
This is the reason why Lake Powell is empty. I'm sorry, guys, but I just got
to fish your showers.
I just got you know me, man.
What do you do for 45
man?
Minutes?
Just sit there and let it just, like, you know when you cup your hands and then just, like,
it
over your shoulder?
Yeah.
I do that back and forth for, like, 25 minutes on its own.
Your, like, fingers don't get, like, wrinkly or anything.
Oh, dude, I'm coming out as a raisin, bro, but it's totally worth it, man.
Yeah, it better be.
Oh, it totally is.
That's everyone's summer trip right
dude,
there.
Dude, like when I'm coming out, it looks like I'm just like, you know, like coming out of an airlock of like a, of like in space, you know, like the steam just like, steam.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How hot are these showers?
Dude, they're scalding my body, bro. Like I'm coming out looking like a peach, man. It's just.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's painful,
maybe,
but it's good
maybe
for you.
Maybe you should try a sauna, dude.
Yeah. I'm a fan of saunas, but I've had bad experiences with saunas. So.
Like what?
Oh, you know, just naked people.
I can't say I've encountered too many naked people in the sauna.
Oh, I sure have, but it's okay because that's allowed, but it's just not my
time. Where?
The Grand America. I'd say this was about 7 years ago. I walked in, old 95-year-old woman sitting in the sauna. But the worst part was, like, I walk in and I walk out. She's like, no, you guys can come in. And I was like, I know I can come in, but I don't want to go in. Because just, just a flat, laying flat. Just
that would definitely make me not want to use a sauna anymore either. Well, at least you get it in your shower. That's 45 minutes now, so.
There you go. All right, well. Let's move on to the question of the week. Let's look at our responses we've got. Let's see. First off, we have Samuel Cloward.
Various beans and legumes.
Various beans and legumes. How do you feel about that?
I think that's really in character for Samuel Cloward.
I agree because, you know, when you, like, see, like, fresh pinto beans, like, going at Costa Vida and they're looking good, like, they just...
And there's so many kinds. I like that he put the variety in. Because, refried beans, like, they should not be good, but they really do slap.
I agree. They really look like just slop.
Yeah. You know? But they really do the
work. Like, put some cheese on it and stuff? Oh man.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's just great stuff, dude.
That's great stuff. Thank you for that, Samuel Cloward. All right, we also got another voice message. Eklon Saye, Sai _ IA. One sec. There we go.
God, dude, I would just love to see Morbius 2 in theaters with my man.
Yeah, wow. You know, I agree, man. If you guys haven't seen Morbius, it's just such an exciting movie.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
And the second coming out would be even more exciting.
I know, but I would agree, man.
It's like double trouble.
Double trouble, man. Right. And seeing it with your man, like, that's just more exciting.
Exactly.
For sure.
You gotta love seeing it with the dudes.
You gotta love seeing it with the bros. So those were the only voice messages we got, but let's look at some other responses we've gotten. So, A Very Eberhard says, I get excited for the new episodes. Oh, thank you, Fishboat fam. We appreciate
that.
That's
what we're looking for.
That's the kind of stuff we like to hear here on the pod. It
gives us motivation to keep going.
Of course. Yeah, that really makes me happy. All right. I_Kelty_ says anime.
It's coming over. It's taking the world by storm.
Is it actually?
It is.
I've noticed. I've seen a lot more anime than I have in the past year, man.
And you know what? I don't think that's something that you should be excited about for no reason. I think there's a good reason to be excited about it.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, and actually, there's a good reason to be excited for a podcast as well.
Oh, yeah,
dude. It's not just like, exactly. That's no reason. Come on, A Very Eberhard. There's a reason why the podcast is still kicking.
All right.
We've got _Adili_ when I grab the exact amount of tiles, I need to start playing Bananagrams.
A great feeling.
That's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
You know what? I personally haven't played Bananagrams, but if I did, oh man. If I grabbed the exact right number of tiles, oh dude.
Do you know what also gets me excited for no reason? Have you guys ever played like Guess Who? You know, with the little tiles?
Yes.
And just like closing all of them with your hands, like just a satisfying, you know, that sound?
Coming in nice with the sound effects. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm going all, natural this time. I don't need a soundboard anymore.
Right.
Okay, we got Lana Dot Hill says ducklings. Ducklings are pretty cute, man.
Nah,
I gotta say. You don't like ducklings, huh?
I just, there's something off about them.
Just the sound?
Wank, wank, wank. I don't. Wank. It's higher pitch because they're younger, but
that's true.
I don't know, dude. I just get.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that one was.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Anyways, moving on. The underscore Mads underscore Hatter says, lighting candles, hot bath, the sun existing, tofu, sweet and sour sauce.
I mean,
tofu doesn't get me excited. I'm not a big fan of tofu.
But does it get you excited for no reason?
No, it doesn't get me excited at all.
See, dude, you just haven't had the right tofu, dude.
Dude, I feel like tofu is tofu. Doesn't matter who makes it.
It does, dude. It really does.
Right.
Let me tell you, I'll after this, dude, maybe a later date, I will cook up some tofu. Oh, dude, you'll be salivating.
We're going to put that on our YouTube, guys. Ryan's going to cook some.
I'll be cooking up
authentic
some tofu
for
authentic.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the candles, the bath kind of fits in with the showers, just the moments of relaxation. Dude.
I agree.
Those are just something you get excited about. Just a little bit of relaxation.
For sure. Okay, we got It's Parker Thompson says, we got you, man. We understand what you're trying to say here.
But there's a reason for that one.
Yeah.
There is a reason.
Yeah.
So
good one though. Good one.
Very good.
He also says Maine. Maine.
Like the state?
The state.
Or like the hair.
It's the state for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Delaware gets me excited for no reason, man.
Just something about the northeast corner of the United States.
Like all the small little compact states. Right. They're just like so cute and they're worth something, but we just don't know what they're worth yet. Just got to figure it out.
You just got to figure it out.
Got to figure it out. My first and third grade operas, says Joe Cloward. You know, if you did operas in the first and third grade, you should be like some sort of
that's impressive
movie star, man. Like, not everybody gets the opportunity to do that.
I know. I've never known anyone who's done opera at that young age, so that's really impressive.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, all right. We've got 143. Avery Joy says, when my dog licks my toes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Man. This makes sense knowing Luke.
Knowing these people.
Yeah.
Thank you for your response, but I cannot say I was happy with what you said.
Right. That's a niche experience right there, I think, for that one.
We appreciate it. Sincerely. Sophie Prim says serrated grapefruit spoons. What is that?
Let me see that.
Serrated grapefruit spoons.
Okay. So maybe serrated in this case is like the little bumps.
On a grapefruit spoon?
I didn't know they made spoons specifically for grapefruits.
I didn't know that either. Are you talking like a spork knife?
That's kind of what I'm getting from this, like a spoon with a knife attached to it.
Yeah.
So there's no fork.
Yeah.
Part.
You know, those are really useful though, especially when you're like camping and stuff. Like,
oh yeah,
I'd use that.
Oh sure. Yeah. 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 It's just so versatile. You could do amazing things with it.
Exactly. We've got jcrid_35 says Taco Time crisp meat burrito. Oh, that is true. You gotta love the Taco Time crisp meat burritos.
Dude, I can't.
What?
Everything Taco Time is just like.
Are you kidding me?
It really affects me in not a great way.
It affects me in a great way. I love the crisp meat burritos. They just make me happy. Even when I'm not hungry, I'm gonna eat 7 of them.
That's also going on the YouTube channel. You know, we're gonna make you full and then you're gonna eat seven.
Crisp meat burritos. Dude, our YouTube's gonna be great. We just can't wait to post our videos. We will soon though.
Yeah.
Anyways, our last one of the day. We got Emily Kate says freshly vacuumed floors. I agree.
I will say.
You know what? I agree.
And then you lay down on it.
Oh, dude.
And if it's a carpet, like a really fluffy carpet, and you just lay down.
And it's all fluffed up and stuff. You know? But then you make the imprint right afterwards.
And then you kind of feel like you got to like rough it back up.
Sure. That's good.
Well, there you have it, guys. That's our fishbowl question of the week.
Go. Set, go.
Do it again. Do it again. One more time. Louder.
That was good. That was good.
We appreciate that, Sam.
I want to hear it again.
Okay. Bye, Sam.
You're off the pod.
Sam's off the pod right now. He wasn't able to come today, so we had to have him turn in his keys. You know.
At least he did the days of the week.
Yeah, at least he did the days of the week.
After a lot of cajoling.
Sorry for that, like, very difficult thing to listen to for the first 30 seconds of this.
Whoa.
I need a bathroom break.
My toilet seat is broken.
Oh, never mind. There you have it, guys. We got days of the week.
Nice.
That was terrible. We got to have Sam do it, man. Anyways, April 11th, we've got National Barbershop Quartet Day.
That is amazing.
What is a barbershop quartet?
I don't know, but it's amazing.
That is amazing, guys. National Cheese Fondue Day. I'm a fan of cheese fondue. I am, actually.
I still don't know what it is.
Fondue? It's like melted cheese and you put like bread.
Yep, I'm a fan. I didn't know it was called fondue, but dude.
Have you ever chocolate fondue?
I know about chocolate fondue. But
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, April 12th is National Big Wind Day.
Big Wind?
Big Wind Day.
Is there going to be like a lot of wind that day?
There's going to be a lot of wind tomorrow, guys, just so you know.
Tomorrow's Wednesday or Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Tuesday. Is there big wind on Tuesdays?
And I think it was Big Wind Wednesday, right?
Big Wind Wednesday. I don't know, man. Oh, wait. Today's the 11th. Yeah. Big.
Oh, so it is tomorrow.
Big Wind Tuesday.
Okay. I was wrong.
We also got National Colorado Day. Shout out Colorado, guys.
You're going to have to do that one on your own.
I love Colorado.
What about it?
What about Colorado do I love?
Yeah.
I love their laws on marijuana. I love their mountains. And I just love their French fries. It's really good.
You could get those things otherwhere. No. I don't think we need to celebrate.
We don't have legalized marijuana in Utah. It's not like I do marijuana, but...
But in 11 other states, there is.
That's true.
And it's partially legalized in Utah.
Medical reasons, of course. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
A classic, a staple of any diet, really. Yeah.
It's the easiest thing to make, man. You just put two cheeses between two breads, and then boom, boom. You got to do two cheeses, man. One cheese on each slice.
Are they the same cheese, or can they be different cheese?
They can be different cheese if you like to mix up your cheese, but they can't, like, counteract the cheese.
Like, what's the best combo?
Best combo, you got to do cheddar, provolone, or a pepper jack cheese.
That's a good combo right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. All right, April 15th, National Rubber Eraser Day.
That was like my whole elementary school career.
What was your favorite rubber eraser that you got?
It had to be the ones like, you know, you put them on top.
Oh, the house ones that look like a house? Those are the best ones.
And you would get specific colors.
A fresh house eraser? You know what? I think I'm going to change my question of the week answer. I think a fresh house eraser is what gets me excited for no reason.
And those
it's just the greatest feeling.
I would like them so much, dude, that I would take them off to erase with the under.
I don't want to get them dirty, man.
I don't want to ruin it.
I also was a fan of like the traditional pink erasers. They were kind of cool.
Yeah, those are hard to use, but the best ones, bro, were like the white ones, dude. The white erasers.
Oh yeah.
Like in the same thing. Those were like
industry
magic.
Grade, bro. But like, you always knew those kids that like erased their arms until they like bled and stuff. Have you seen that?
I have not seen
that. Where they like scab themselves with an eraser and they do it until like their skin sheds off. There are some weird kids in elementary. I've got to tell you, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, be careful with your erasers and don't
rub them on your skin,
man.
Yeah.
Or snort the shavings because kids did that too.
Never good to do.
What are they doing nowadays, man? Those are like the same kids that like flip their eyelids inside out.
Are those kids still even around? Like, nobody does that anymore.
I think you just don't see them anymore.
Yeah, kids, like, people our age, you're not going around showing people that you can flip your eyelids inside out. So, like, do you just, like, are you self-conscious about it now or what? Like, I really want to know if you guys can do that. Tell me why you don't do it anymore. Anyways, National April 16th Day.
Nice.
I mean, yep. And April 17th, we've got National Cheese Ball Day.
A lot of cheese this week.
Well,
you know what? That's fine because cheese is great.
It is great.
I don't really eat cheese balls that much, so I don't really know how much I'll be celebrating this day. But
yeah, you got to love cheese, man. I'm thankful for cheese. April 17th, this will be our last day of the week. We've got National. We already did that. Never mind. April 18th, this will be our last day of the week. We got National Animal Crackers Day.
Oh, dude. The great thing I love about animal crackers is the variety. You got the circus cookies. Oh, dude. I don't know if those count as crackers or not, but those were amazing. You got the regular ones. Dude,
those
were good, bro.
I love those so much.
They come in the packages.
Like the box. They come in a box, dude. That's the greatest thing ever.
Probably some of the best snacks of my formative years. Dude,
they even have animal cracker ice cream.
No way.
Circus animal cracker ice cream.
Really?
You know, with the pink and the white frosting. They sell it at, I think it's a Red Button. You ever heard of that?
I haven't.
I think so.
I have to be looking for that thing now.
It'll look it up, man. It's so good.
Oh, dude, I definitely will be doing that.
Well, there you have it, guys. That's our national days of the week.
Days of the week.
Nice. Well, there you have it, guys. That was our days of the week. So instead of moving on to our entertainment section of the podcast, we're going to change it up a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
We think you guys are going to be a little bit happy with what we're about to tell you.
All right.
Why don't you go ahead and pitch this idea?
All right. Well, just for you, our Fishbowl family, we've talked about how we wanted to be more interactive. We talked about how we wanted to involve our community even more. And another way we're going to do that is with having a guest speaker, which is one of you on the podcast. If you are interested in coming and doing the podcast on Fishbowl, having your voice broadcasted across the internet, it's easy to do. All we ask is that you show proof that you've made 5 people follow our Instagram.
5 people, guys. That's simple. Five more people to follow our Instagram.
Probably 5 people in your family that can do it.
Yeah.
And show proof or just tell us who you've made.
And we'd even know if you guys have started to follow us on our Instagram. It's not like we don't notice. But, I mean, we probably wouldn't notice because we have tons of people following us every day.
Right.
So we just need to know specifically who it is.
So just offer proof. And out of the people who do that, we will select one of you lucky viewers to come on and be a guest host for one of our episodes.
There you have it, guys. Also, shout out to Anchor.fm for being our sponsor.
Right.
If you want to start your own show, visit acre.fm.com.
Mm-hmm.
I also got one thing to point out today, guys.
Okay.
One thing for our entertainment. It's more on the news side. It's some wacky stuff. But on News 18, the headline is, NASA scientists plan to attract aliens by sending unsolicited nudes into space.
There's no way that's real.
It's real. I'm not even kidding. The project is known as A Beacon in the Galaxy, BITG, and it shows the various diagrams related to biochemistry of life on Earth and 2 cartoons of the male and female body with...
Okay, I get the gist. What cartoons are they using? Did they make these themselves? Are these in-house?
You're telling me you're going to attract aliens with nudes of humans?
I don't think that's how that works. If I saw a nude of an alien,
I would
I'm
be
not
more
going.
Like moving away. You know, I wouldn't be attracted to that. But space research organizations around the world have been trying to contact extraterrestrial life, or whatever we call aliens, for a long time now.
Right.
Never have they ever been able to establish any form of contact to prove that life might
exist on planets other than Earth. Mm-hmm. Now a team of NASA is hoping to do by sending unsolicited nudes through binary signals. How do you send a nude through a binary signal?
I'm just like, honest. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. And then you know that's a nude?
I don't know.
That's not like Morse code, but like.
But realize that this is what your tax dollars are being spent on over at NASA. There,
guys. Yeah.
You helped pay to send some unsolicited nudes into space to get some aliens over here. Yes,
just think about that, guys. I just want you guys to be.
The government does some wild. You know something funny? I read the other day.
Huh.
There was a government project that was, they granted 5 or 15 million, one of those numbers,
mm-hmm.
to this research team who studied the effects of cocaine on the sexual mating patterns of Japanese quail. For what purpose? Who knows?
What are we doing to these animals, man? Oh my God.
We're giving them cocaine and seeing what happens, but it's ridiculous some of the things that the government is spending money on.
I want your personal opinion on something. Okay. How do you feel about animal testing?
Animal testing?
Like testing like makeup products on animals. Or I guess cocaine.
Oh,
or just anything animal wise. Because it's I don't know how I feel about it, man. Because I mean, we need to know how it affects humans, but I don't want to damage an animal.
Right.
You know?
I think the great thing with human testing is that like you have voluntary choice. Like you could get paid to go to a medical trial and see what the effects are. You could get paid to take or participate in a medical experiment and see what's going to happen. And so that's what I think is great about, like, you know, human testing is that they have that ability to choose, which I don't think is really evident in animal testing.
Ryan, I'm going to set up a hypothetical scenario for you right now.
All right, hit me with it.
So you're the one first subject.
Okay.
Of this new, let's say this is supposed to cure cancer
mm-hmm.
in your body.
Right.
And it's never been tested on anything. And it comes from like a nuclear power plant radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like weird alien genetics in it.
Okay.
And it's supposed to turn you into like a non-cancerous person. You're the very first person and they paid you $100. Would you do it?
So hypothetically, I already have cancer in this scenario, which is why they're testing.
No, you don't have cancer.
Well, then why would I take it if I don't have cancer?
Wait, no, you're right. You do have cancer, but okay. It's not bad cancer.
It's not bad cancer?
It's just like, I don't know, like a mole.
And who's giving it to me? Is this like a government agency?
NASA.
It's NASA?
Yeah.
What's NASA doing in the health industry, man?
I don't know, man. I mean, they're sending nudes, so they can do anything.
I think I have to take it, dude.
You'd have to take it for $100?
Well, one, it's NASA.
Yeah, okay.
NASA's not a health agency, so I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
A space agency is trying to give me nuclear radiation waste. Okay, dude. They're trying to make me into a superhero.
Some sort of like superhero Buzz Lightyear type.
This exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So I'm taking that thing.
I would too.
You're taking it?
I took it for free, man.
You're taking it for free?
Yeah. I mean, what could go wrong, honestly?
Well, there's a few things that could go wrong. A
few things, but like it's not that it would like affect me too much. I'd be a freaking Superman.
Nuclear radiation actually does cause some bad stuff in your bones and brain and everything. To be honest.
That is true, honestly.
Yeah.
I heard it's like still affecting people in like Ukraine and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Explosion and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous the amount of toxic. And you know, there's one of the biggest nuclear dumps in the entire United States is in southern Utah.
That is true. And that's where they used to do bomb testing.
Right.
And that's why everybody in southern Utah has got cancer.
And we could probably, with the way the winds go, we could probably be exposed.
That's true. Yeah.
So.
Well, there you have it, guys.
Yeah.
April 17th, National Cheeseburger Day. Well, that's our entertainment section, and thank you guys for listening. Well, there you guys have it. That's going to probably be a wrap on the episode this week.
All right.
We're thankful for everybody who listened, and
mm-hmm.
remember the challenge that we gave you guys, 5 additional members, and we'll put you in to be a guest on the pod, man.
Be a guest on the pod.
Simple as that. You have our word. we're the most honest creatures that you've ever met.
That's true.
We got our merch coming out. It's being printed right now. And right. It's looking great, man.
It really is.
You can hear it from Ryan. He knows too, man.
Some of the most luxurious, softest, best feeling material that I've ever felt.
This ain't no like full cotton, guys. This is like good material.
This isn't the school shirts that they just hand out for no reason.
Yeah, no.
These are premium luxury shirts that we are making over here. Yeah.
And also, I'm gonna say, first person to give us 50 more followers, you guys are getting a free t-shirt.
Free t-shirt. The most luxurious, best feeling t-shirt. The amount of clout you will get from wearing this t-shirt is unimaginable.
It's just unimaginable. Well, there you have it, guys. That's Fishboat Podcast Episode 2, Season 2. We're grateful for everybody's listens this week. We're sorry that, you know, we didn't get the whole fam on, but, you know, we're still here for you. Like, we're always here to support you weekly, every week.
That's weekly. Right. We love you guys.
We just love you so much. We hope that we can spread the word, guys. Tell your friends about it. Tell your parents about it. Tell your kids about it. Tell your cousins about it. Tell your nephews about it. Tell your nieces about it. And, you know, just
your dog.
You know?
Your second account.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just tell them about it and tell them to listen. And you guys must leave, or if you want, but we encourage you to leave a review, you know?
Right.
Thank you, guys. We're available on all platforms, you know? And it's at Fishbowl Podcast, no caps, no space. Once again, this is Fisher.
This is Ryan.
This is Fishbowl Podcast. I fam.